Brandon Merriweather on a Patriots Monday. Brandon, it's Mutt and Bradford here at WEEI. How are you?
I'm all right. How are y'all?
We're doing good.
You Brandon, what's going on?
Everything good on my end.
You got a first game of the year coming up, and luckily for you, I'm pretty sure you've heard of the wide receivers that you'll be tasked to track down this weekend in Ocho Cinco and T.O. I know it's the first game of the year. I know there's obviously a build-up for that, but as a defensive back who's going to be entrusted with guarding some pretty high-profile wide receivers, does it help you get even more focused and more amped knowing that you have Ocho Cinco and T.O. coming to town on Sunday?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And, you know, anytime you get to play against, you know, two of the elite receivers to ever play the game, you know, you get excited. So, you know, not just the first game, it's just the fact that you get to go against two of the best that could be in the Hall of Fame. So, you know, we're excited and we're going to do our best.
Brandon, how confident are you in this defense compared to at this time last year?
You know, I'm real confident in our defense. You know, last year I was confident in our defense going into the first game too. This defense right here, you know, we a year older. You know, I feel like we know our defense. The coaches, you know, gave us a little more, you know, room with the playbook, and you know, gave us opportunity to make plays and putting us in better positions. So, I feel like, you know, we're comfortable and we're going to do our best.
How does it change things, Brandon, with the injury to Lee Bodden, placed on IR, out for the year? Brandon McGowan also going to be missing some time here for your team. All of a sudden, you're a veteran in that secondary. Has that changed anything as part of your preparation for Sunday?
Oh, no. That don't change nothing at all, you know. Two of the veteran guys that was in the secondary, you know, but you can't dwell on the past. You have to move on. So, you know, we're going to miss them, and hopefully, you know, we have some guys step up in their place.
Brandon, in the preseason, some people were getting a little worried. I mean, there was some games and some incidents where you say, you know what, they aren't going to be able to stop the good passing attacks. Was that a case where you guys were working on things that you hadn't worked on before? Like you said, you were trying to expand the playbook a little bit, and that was the time to do it? Or was it just, or should they actually be worried?
It was the preseason, you know. Everybody doing something different, trying something new. You know, you trying to put people in different places and see if they could work out at the place that they're at. So, you know, preseason is time where you could try things and, you know, you could get the chemistry right with the players. So, you know, I wouldn't be too worried about that. That was preseason. You know, it's a lot of teams that went 0-4 in the preseason and came out and made it to the playoffs. So, you know, preseason is preseason.
So Brandon, you said that they're giving you guys a little bit more responsibility in terms of opening things up and maybe making things a little bit more complex. When did you get the sense that they, number one, they were willing to do that with you? Was that right out of the gate in terms of when you came to camp? And number two, do you feel like that your group is confident in being able to execute that?
Yes, we figured that right out the gate. You know, Bill and the rest of the coaches came in and told us, you know, we were going to switch some things up, do some things different, and, you know, we were going to let you guys, they were going to let us play a little more. So, yes, they, right out the gate, they gave us some responsibilities, and yes, I feel like we could, you know, we're old enough now where we can do that.
Brandon Merriweather, Patriots safety, joining us on a Patriots Monday Sports Radio WEEI. You talked about Bill and the coaching staff. As fans, we hear the name Corwin Brown, Brandon, as a guy who's added to this coaching staff. And we remember Corwin Brown as a very good defensive back, played Belichick, played for Parcells in that system. Have you been able to pick Coach Brown's brain a little bit as a guy who was a veteran in the secondary in the NFL for a bunch of years?
Yes, I have. I haven't been able to pick it the way I want to yet. You know, being that we only been working together for a short period of time, but, you know, as things get on and as the season get on and things start to get a little more, you know, dirty, so I'll be able to pick it a little more, see what he liked during the season and not just in training camp.
You talked about a lot of the defense maturing after last year. Who are some of the guys that you have seen take a big jump from last year to this year?
I think everybody. No, I don't think it's just one or two guys. I think everybody. You know, I think it's a lot of people who done stepped up from last year. You know, you got a lot of the guys who played a lot last year, like Patrick and Darius. They're in their second year. You know, after your first year, they say you make the biggest jump between year one and two and three and four. So, them guys and me and Gary, a lot of us, you know, I feel like the whole defense, since we're a year older and we've been in the system for a year now, that we'll be able to handle things better.
Well, you mentioned, you know, guys being a year in. As we look around as fans, Brandon, we see you as the veteran of that secondary. There's a chance that, you know, come Sunday, you got a second-year guy next to you. You got a second-year guy at one cornerback and a rookie at the other. Does the secondary feel as young as it looks on paper to you?
No. You know, actually, you know, the Colts had a very young secondary last year. The Bengals had a very young secondary last year. So, you know, it's a lot of people that had a very young secondary that actually did great things, you know, big things last year. So, we look at it as, you know, the more you know in your playbook, you know, the better you'll play. It's not necessarily your age that makes it good. It's how much of the defense you know and how much of it, you know, you could pretty much do on the field. So it's not about, you know, the age, I don't think, until they come into tough situations.
You talked about positive vibes coming from the defense and being a year older. Just as an overall team compared to last year, and I'm sorry to keep making you go back and try to remember what happened last year because I know it's a here and the now business. But you think about the team as a whole and the optimism coming in, because last year you had Brady coming off the injured, so forth and so on. How do you feel like the team feels about itself? Do you feel, okay, you know what, we're in it to win it, and the Jets can be talking all this smack and Hard Knocks and everything else, but we're still the team to beat?
You know, every year comes a different challenge. You know, every year is somebody else who's supposed to be the best team in the NFL, and it's always a surprise. So, you know, with every year you got somebody who's going to step up and somebody who's not going to play as good. So, you know, we just looking forward to the first game, and, you know, we forgot about last year, and we just looking to move on.
All right, you mentioned the first game. I got to come back to the wide receivers you're going to face. And I know they got a running game. I know they got Benson. I know they got the Scott kid. But, you know, we see T.O., we see Chad Ochocinco, Brandon. They're on TV, reality TV shows. They're on Twitter. And they're going to talk. As a rule, will you get involved in that war of words? Because we know those guys are going to want to talk on the field on Sunday. Do you get involved in that back and forth? Will you talk smack a little bit with Ochocinco and T.O. on Sunday?
No, I'm not.
Come on. You are lying to the radio audience on a Patriots Monday. You know you're going to talk to those guys.
No, you know, I say hello to Chad. And
hello.
No, you
know, I'm going to let my play talk. You know, I'm not going to be one of them guys who goes out and says everything in the newspaper and, you know, to ESPN and, you know, all the different radio stations. I'm going to be one of them guys who, you know, when I scrap up my pads, I'm going to let my pads talk. I'm not going to do too much yesterday.
Dude's got a dating show on VH1. He's got a dating show with B Squared Bernard Berry. You got to mention this on Sunday.
This is built in ammunition, man.
I tell you what. If he comes out there and the game is getting real good, I'll mention it for you.
He said he's gonna grab those Patriot muskets if he scores a touchdown on Sunday at Gillette.
Hey, that'll be funny.
I don't know if Bats fans would find it funny.
At least you can identify which reality show you like the best: Ochocinco, T.O. Show, or Hard Knocks.
To be honest, I really haven't seen them. I've been hearing a lot about them, but I haven't seen neither one of them yet.
Well, there you go. You can yell at them, say, I have never even watched your show. I don't even think you're that good enough.
Brandon, great stuff, man. We know you got to prep for this game. Appreciate you taking a few minutes. Best of luck on Sunday, and look forward to talking to you down the road.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks,
there
Brandon.
He is, Brandon Merriweather, joining us here on a Patriots Monday.